A casting company in Massachusetts is looking for extras for the movie Patriots Day, a retelling of the aftermath of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. CBS Films wanted to film in Watertown, just outside Boston, where days after the bombing, a shootout between the two bombers and police took place as residents hid behind the drapes. The producers planned to film for 5 nights on Laurel Street using loud simulated gunfire and compensate residents. And as Bruce Gellerman of Here and Now contributor WBUR reports, many were split over what to do. Now, Bruce was there the night of the shootout, so a warning, his story also contains sound from that night that may be disturbing as he makes this return visit.
This is what it actually sounded like a half hour after the shootout. It's just down the street from where marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev would later be found hiding in a boat. Hundreds of local, state, and federal law enforcement officers filled the streets, flak jackets and high-powered weapons at the ready. Now, nearly 3 years on, Mark Sedaris, president of Watertown's town council, says for many residents, memories are still raw.
You know, helicopters over the streets, tanks going down the streets. People don't forget it. People don't forget that. It was a traumatizing event for 24 hours in the town of Watertown.
Early last month, the location manager for CBS Films met with residents and local officials. They were told the director wanted to make Watertown a character in the movie and planned to film in several locations around town, especially Laurel Street, scene of the shootout. Sedaris was in favor of a movie being made about Watertown, just not in town.
I think it's a great idea, but movie sets can be set up somewhere else to create the exact same situation. Why can't we do that?
During the search for marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev, SWAT teams went door to door. The entire town was locked down, people told to shelter in place. Owen Murphy, his wife, and then 2-year-old daughter huddled in a hallway. They live half a mile from the shootout.
We all had to stay inside of our homes because there was a homicidal bomb-wielding terrorists at large in the neighborhood. And now, if what they're proposing takes place, if we don't want to listen to a reenactment of the shootout that started that over and over and over and over again for 4 or 5 nights, we have to leave our homes. So I just think they should make the movie someplace else.
Laurel Street is lined with 1- and 2-family homes with small yards and not too many trees. Jean McDonald watched the firefight from her home on the corner.
I think they should film the movie here. Why? Because it happened here.
Right in front of McDonald's home is where Tamerlan Tsarnaev was run over by his brother. Next door is where a transit police officer, Richard Donahue, was shot. Movie producers told residents on Laurel that they would put them up in a hotel during the 5 days of filming when the shootout would have to be reenacted. I spoke with McDonald before the town decided not to allow filming on Laurel Street. She was going to stay.
I plan on watching it, actually, if they do film it. I'm going to be either looking out my windows or I'm going to be over there in the corner watching them film it. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun, actually.
A few houses down Laurel Street is where the Tsarnaev brothers traded gunfire with Watertown police.
I just got home from vacation with my husband, and like an hour after we were home, all hell broke loose.
You can still see bullet and shrapnel holes in the siding of Loretta Cahayas' home.
The cars were parked right here, one across the street, one here, and they were standing right by that pole. So I had bird's eye view, you know, they were right there. And they had the pipe bombs and one was huge, and it lit up my whole house. The house shook. I'm surprised that window was still intact.
Loud explosion! Loud explosion! Loud explosion! Shot by what?
That's Watertown Sergeant John McClellan. He and Officer Jeff Puglisi tackled the older Tsarnaev brother. Watertown police officers and people whose lives are portrayed in the movie will be paid. Laurel Street resident Loretta Cahayas wanted the film to be made in front of her home.
Do it. Let people know what we went through. And for all those poor people that got hurt and the little boy who died, yeah, let people know exactly what two people did. They disrupted this world for almost a week. And maybe it might put some closure on it also. I don't know.
So far, there hasn't been closure for Cahayas. Since the shootout, she says she hasn't been able to go out at night by herself. In the weeks after the shootout, members of the Israeli Trauma Coalition came to Watertown to show school officials and counselors how to look for signs of trauma in teachers and kids. Dr. Barbara Gortich, head of counseling in the school district, worked with the Israeli team. She says if the shootout had been recreated in Watertown, students would have been re-traumatized.
Little children, it shows up as a regression in their toilet training. At the one of the elementary schools most affected, we had a phenomenal increase in the amount of children wetting themselves.
Gortich cites a study that shows kids that were at the Boston Marathon finish line when the bombs exploded recovered from their trauma quicker than kids in Watertown because children who were in Boston had a safe place to go home to.
In this case, your home was invaded. Children were taken out of their beds, and God bless them, you know, policemen in flak uniforms came into their homes and took over their homes or searched their homes, all of which I think really meant that their sanctuary, their home that they go home to, was now penetrated. A very scary thing to have happen for a little child.
No one from CBS Films would talk to us on the record, but results of a company survey of about 60 Laurel Street residents found nearly 90% in favor of making the movie there. But that wasn't good enough for Watertown officials.
I'm not sure that outweighs the emotional impact on somebody who really is traumatized.
Steve Magoon, assistant town manager, spoke with CBS Film producers several times, but last week he told movie makers they couldn't shoot on Laurel Street. But Magoon says other sites in town are still a possibility.
They were interested in doing several different scenes. There's still the potential that they could film here.
That's not likely. From the start, CBS Films told residents if they weren't welcome in Watertown, they had other places in the Boston area in mind. That day, nearly 3 years ago, when Jahar Tsarnaev was arrested and the siege of Watertown ended, residents spontaneously cheered their police officers. And no matter that the movie is not going to be made here, we know how it will end. Watertown is still strong, but needs more time to heal. For Here and Now, I'm Bruce Gellerman.